Hello, this is Stacey Sims, founder of The Well and Mindful Music Moments. I'm going to read to you a beautiful passage by the writer Mark Nepo. It's from his book, The Book of Awakenings, and it's 365 days of short essays, all of which are beautiful and have a lot of meaning, at least to me. This one is called Bird Rock. So Mark Nepo writes, "I was aching and vulnerable, feeling far from home, when through the harsh shore wind, I saw a large rock surrounded by the rough, churned-up sea. The rock was covered with all kinds of animals: willet, gull, cormorant, sea lion, seal, pelican, otter. All had found refuge from the hammering of the sea, climbing, winging, hauling themselves on the rock, living together, laying on each other, finding this rock oasis of wind and sun. Too tired once on the rock to fight, having been wrung out by the pounding of the wet, wet hours. I realized this is how the wounded find their way. Every survivor, regardless of what they survive, knows the hammering of the sea, and the rock we find refuge on is an exposed place where we finally accept each other, too tired to talk, except through simple touch. The wellness group I attended weekly was such a rock. The meeting rooms of recovery are such a rock. The 1,000 quiet rooms of therapy are such a rock. For those who have suffered, tolerance is not a political position or even a principle. For those of us who have suffered, who have hauled ourselves into the sun, anything exhausted beside us is family." Mark Nepo from the Book of Awakenings. So let's take that beautiful piece of writing and settle in with it. Imagine you are on Bird Rock. Imagine a coastline with a large rock boulder out in the water. And all of the challenges that you have had that bring you to this moment are, in fact, your own version of your struggle to find your way onto that rock. So appreciate the fact that it has been, among other things, an exhausting journey. Feel the weight of the effort. Yet you can also begin to appreciate that while on this rock, in this place, you're surrounded by others who have had a similar and different exhausting journey. On this rock, you can feel the sun shining on your body. You can smell the salt-filled air. You feel both the breeze and the spray of the water. You hear ocean. You hear breathing. You may even feel touch, your body on the rock, your body near and or touching an exhausted comrade next to you. Now take a moment in your mind's eye to look around. You're in a beautiful bay, and not far away is a beautiful beach. On that beach sits someone, or more than one person, but they are people or a person you love. Someone who watches over you, who cares for you. Someone in your life now, someone in your life from the past. And even though your journey up to the top of that rock was very difficult, you come to understand that the journey down is really as easy as a beautiful swan dive into the welcoming water. With strength and ease, you swim toward the beach, luxuriating in your strong lungs, strong arms, strong legs. A smile on your face. You are greeted warmly with so much love by the person on the beach who awaits you. And as you turn back, the two of you, to look at Bird Rock, you see it. The pattern of human beings on their own arduous journey through the sea, climbing on that rock, healing with others in order to reclaim enough strength and enough ease to find a loved one. Beautiful job.